gentlemen, how are you living? It is your host with the most, Coach Stro, and we are back with this new platform called Let's Talk Sports with Coach Stro. And of course, I am the one and only Coach Stro. We had so much to talk about, from the platform itself to as well as what we're going to be bringing you. So, without further ado, here we go. First off, I'd just like to say it feels awesome to be back here doing what I love the most, which is talking to you, giving you my analysis, my synopsis of what I see. Now, this podcast here is different. This podcast is all about providing a authentic perspective on the world of sports, highlighting the experiences, the challenges, the trials and tribulations, the triumphs of all athletes. We're going to have engaging conversations, discussions, interviews, the analysis. You guys know the deal. I'm trying to do the best that I can to make sure that I capture an athlete's journey. It's going to be unfiltered, athlete-centric. It's going to be real. That being said, we're going to segue into a real conversation. Needless to say, amongst other things, I'm utterly disgusted with the way, as a country, our nation has been protecting our children. If you haven't heard, you may not have, Title IX was updated recently. And Title IX is a federal law, right, that prohibits discrimination based on sex in education institutions, right? So basically, these schools receive funding from the government, and being that they receive funds from the government, they cannot discriminate against others. While it was initially intended to address gender inequality in sports, it has expanded to such other areas as sexual harassment, gender-based violence. However, there's a concern, and it impacts a certain group, and it is women. And I don't think that we've, a lot of the times when we go through things as a nation, we don't think of the consequences or the collateral damage that happens. So, now, being as it is, with Title 19, they have reached out in covered areas such as gender identity. Yes, that is correct. If you are a male and you have the feeling of being a female and you are a collegiate athlete and you play against other females, it would be discrimination to say that you're a male and you can't play. When I see that and I see the protests that are happening around our nation, universities have, in my mind, have been a main conduit of the instability of America. These ideologies that contribute to these is it's mind-boggling that people don't pay attention a little more keenly. When it comes to understanding how and what I mean by that, look at some of these university professors. Last week, president of Columbia University, one of the most prestigious colleges and schools, had to go to Congress and speak for two administrators who have been putting out and posting previously terroristic ideologies against this nation. And yet they still have a job working in this nation. Universities have an important role in this society. However, the power in which they have obtained throughout the course of this transition from the steel industry and steel complex into the tech industry, they've taken complete grasp of everything. And you can trace this back to World War II when kids started going to school to get degrees. People that were graduating were making money. The issue, what happened is, towards the 80s, 90s, these companies got greedy. And they, instead of recirculating the extra cash flow that they have received from their booming businesses, they instead kept it for themselves. One of the biggest hoax and tricks that I believe has been pressed upon this nation is feminism. Feminism is an extension of, you know, putting women to work. Again, if you got a lot of this stuff, just traces back in history, guys. It's all systemic from certain events that happen. When the nation said our men are at war, women need to be at work, what exactly that did was take mom out of home. Yep, took mom out of home. So the one person that would make sure that kids had manners, knew and had some kind of social understanding of how interactions should be. Again, just manners, politeness. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. The code of ethics and morality that used to be in this nation is no longer, because our moms are not home. Back in the day, they used to call them homemakers? We don't have any homes anymore. So if you guys want to understand why kids are the way that they are, it's because mom is not home. Dad is not home. Why is dad not home? Because he's either in prison or mom thinks that she's better off without him. So once you destabilize the family unit in this nation, that's really when we fail. Destabilizing the family home was key. Now, I can get into the high incarceration and all that other jazz, but that's just another component of destabilizing the nation by destroying the family unit. Now that that's over, let's get to the real stuff. Okay, NBA, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. NBA, it's already determined. Okay, I looked at the playoffs, I looked at the matchups, and I'm looking at what's happening here. Western Conference, I'm going to let you know, I honestly believe that the Timberwolves are going to make it to the Western Conference Finals. I think they will be able to beat Denver. LeBron, Jokic, it doesn't matter. AE is Himothy himself. I can't wait. Especially if OKC gets past the Mavs. If it is OKC in Minnesota, it's a takeover. It's the takeover for real. Okay? We're going to have Shy. We're going to have Chet. Josh Giddey. Okay? Going against Rudy Gobert. Anthony Edwards. Mike Conner. Cat. Oh, man. What a matchup. I can't wait for that. The East matchup, even better. Even though, and I just seen this. It just hit my feed this morning. I think it was the Bucks. They lost, but what's even worse is that Dame got hurt. So now Dame is out, and Giannis is out. And that makes me sad because when I was writing this out and I was looking at it, something said, you know, I thought the Celtics had a chance to pretty much dog walk it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They would play the winner of the Cavs and the Magics, which actually is a pretty good series. Now, get it, they're, you know, mediocre teams to some. But if you have not watched Paolo Banchero, that boy is special. I'm telling you now, that boy is different. And I've been saying that since he was in Duke. That dude is different. He just gets to the bucket different. However, like I said, I was looking forward to the second round series with the Knicks and the Bucks. That's what I was really looking forward to. I really wanted to see Brunson and Damian go head-to-head. I thought that would have been a better matchup, even though I think that Luka and A.E., if Luka and A.E. are in the Western Conference Finals, that's box office. Luka, Anthony Edwards, Kyrie, and that's the thing. I said the Mavs were a very good team because they were the team that got better. They were the best team after the trade deadline because they made the best moves to go and get great pickups. Now, watching the Mavs and Clippers, if I'm Paul George, I know I'm gone. I'm letting y'all know, Paul George is gone. Paul George is, he's either going to, I don't think he's going to go to Philly, but I think he may go back to Indy. Because Indy is making noise right now. They got the right pieces. Paul wants to win. And I think winning one in Indiana would do something to Paul's soul. Not only that, but cement his legacy and career. And it wouldn't really matter if he was a Hall of Famer. He brings a championship to Indy. He's an Indy great. And no matter what he does in Indy, he's never buying a meal again. Period. NFL draft. Woo! NFL draft. Okay, so let's get to the thing that's making everybody angry, that's getting everybody all riled up. Atlanta took Penix at 8, and they freaked out. What I can tell you is this. You ever heard of Steve Young? Yeah, he was behind some guy named Joe Montana. You ever heard of Aaron Rodgers? Yep, he was behind some guy named Brett Favre. You ever seen Brady? You ever heard of Tom Brady? Yep, he was behind some guy named Drew Bledsoe, who also got paid $100 million. Do I have to keep going? Phillip Rivers got drafted to San Diego while Drew Brees was still there. I mean, what is it? It happens. It happens. And successful franchises have been the ones to avoid what they are trying to avoid, and it's purely this pick is based off the product of their previous quarterback situations. After Matt Ryan, they were struggling. They were throwing anything out there. Desmond Ritter. They were just grasping for straws. And as much as I understand people saying, well, you know, you have the win now team, they are not thinking like that. Do you know who they think that they are right now? What position they're in? I'll give you a clue. You ever heard of Pat Mahomes? You ever heard of Alex Smith? That's who was in front of him. And these guys were making trips to the AFC Championship. And he still was drafted. He still was drafted. So take a step back and let's understand what Atlanta is trying to do. They understand they have a window that was about 3 or 4 years with a healthy, good Kirk. And that's if everything goes right with Kirk. This is what you guys got to understand something. Let's understand this. Kirk gets hurt. Everything has to go right with him for this to be a good move. Everything. From winning, which he does, but I mean, let's be real. He doesn't show up on big games. To not only that, staying healthy, which he's spotty. Let's be real about it. You getting paid $100 million over 2 seasons. Toughen up, Buttercup. Compete. I've never in my life heard so many people gripe and complain and have empathy for $100 million man. That don't add up to me. That don't add up. That don't make sense. He's getting paid $100 million. Don't worry about what the franchise is doing. Do your job. Your job is to go out there and be the best quarterback that you can be. Show every single person in Atlanta why you're there and why your name is Kirk Cousins and why you're getting paid what you're getting paid. Don't worry about what's going on in the front office. Your pieces are already there. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, B.J. Robinson. Bro, get to work. Get to work. Because you're going to need it. Yeah, you're not in the division that you were before, but I'm telling you right now, you do got Cam Jordan. You still got one of the best defensive tacklers in Tampa. So I'm just letting you know, get ready. Tighten that chin strap up. There are some franchises that I do think made some amazing moves as well. Am I a little biased? Of course. But for the Colts to come out and be blessed with the first defensive player off the board, and they got the guy who's supposed to be the guy. If you look at this guy's frame, if you look at this dude's a dog, and he has a high motor, and you're going to have him with DeForest Buckner and Stewart. Come on, man. And that's what I'm saying. The Colts have done such a great job, and they also went and grabbed AD. They've done such a great job. I really hope this season everybody is healthy and it is a very competitive AFC South. This team right here, this is one of my favorite teams. The last 3 seasons, this team has smashed the draft and hit it out the park every year. Every year. And that is the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my gosh. Bro, they are. I'm so impressed with them because at one point, the two guys that they got were the two best corners in the draft, and they were both top 20 for sure. I've seen Deshaun up as Quentin. I didn't see it. Maybe 12. Deshaun, I seen him up as far as like 15, 16. They got the best two corners, and then in some people's eyes, they got the best outside linebacker in the third round. He's a very raw guy, and I'm talking about, I think his name is, where'd he come from? Washington State. I can't think of his last name right now. But kid's a dog. He's raw. He's going to go in there and add depth to everyone that they already have. I'm telling you, man, Philly is, and I'm gonna tell you another thing. And this is what there's a certain ways to view how certain things are, and I will say this: Bill Belichick has been missed in this draft. If Bill Belichick was in Atlanta, that pick doesn't happen. That pick right there, it doesn't happen. And the reason why I bring up Bill in the same air as Philly is because I think that's a potential place. I think Philly should have hired him last year. But the team I think is going to hire him is Dallas. And you want to know why? Dallas keeps saying to everyone they are all in, but they have not made any moves. We are all in on what? What are you all in on? That's the question. What are you all in on? And I think he is all in on the Belichick way. He knows if he brings Bill Belichick to that stadium, it is going to be sold out every Sunday. Every Sunday. And that's all Jerry Jones wants to be, and that's all he is. He's the man in the middle of the circus, and he just wants to make sure that every single seat is filled. Every seat's filled. Last thing I want to comment on is everybody is up in arms talking crazy. Oh, well, why the Bills trade with the Chiefs? Why did they do this? Why did they help the Chiefs get better? Bro, was everybody not crying for about 4 or 5 weeks on how the Chiefs had no receivers last year? Or am I just... Stop being prisoners of the moment. Like, y'all just forget. Y'all was up here crying. Oh, well, they need somebody, didn't they? What happened to... if I'm not mistaken, I know for a fact that I know they cut. I thought they let Scott. I might be wrong. They might have kept him. But I could have thought, more than anything, well, Scott was hurt. That's another thing. Scott Moore was hurt. They haven't really... I don't want to say they haven't. But they haven't, their receivers haven't really turned out to what they needed to be. I mean, you had the one guy that went to, where'd he go? Bro, come on. I mean, that man ain't been doing, he ain't done nothing. I hate to break it to y'all, but that I just don't think that they, and then, you know, Kadarius Toney, he had all that BS popping off, and he was acting wild. Like, what is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs and the type of receivers they select? Like, y'all, let me tell you something, man. Y'all sit here and talk all this crazy nonsense. All of this crazy nonsense about how they did this stuff with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are this, and the Chiefs are... They're good already. They're already good. Y'all acting like that one person's going to be the one that takes them over the edge. No. Tariq left. Still good. Still good. I think it... Who was it? Valdez Scantlin or somebody that went to the Jets? Still good. Matter of fact, he came back over here with us. Just saying, man. I'm just saying. You guys cannot be prisoners of the moment all the time. Maybe sometimes. Not all the time. Have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is a wrap for episode 1 of Let's Talk Sports with Coach Stroh. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. We will have these out on Fridays usually. It's just that this draft, a new puppy, life is happening. Things happen. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. I'll see you guys next week. Love. Peace. Prosperity.